You know, just a couple minutes ago, we were talking about this guy who was transporting 500 pounds of pot in the back of this truck and right. got busted in Riley County. Got sentenced to only 2 years in federal prison. You had some thoughts on that?
Hey, do you think that if you stole a car and you said you were just transporting it, you would also get a reduced sentence from 5 years?
If you happen to also have stolen the car that you were driving?
Yeah, but you got to say that you were just transporting it. You didn't steal it. You're just moving it.
I was just transporting this car, and
exactly.
I didn't check the... I was told that was compost in the back. Something like that, maybe?
No, I mean, not even with the weed. Just stealing a car.
Oh, and that's your excuse?
And that's your excuse, that you're just transporting the car.
Oh. What do you think, Chris?
I think you'd probably get off easier than if you just came out and said, yeah, I stole it.
What you gonna do about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big whoop, you wanna fight about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now what?
So we're not transporting pot anymore?
No, just okay. No pot anymore. Just what about cocaine? What if you transported a lot of cocaine, but you were just transporting it?
Yeah, see, I don't know. If that dude was transporting 500 pounds of cocaine...
In a moving van.
I think we probably wouldn't see him for a very long time. No, the pot thing's not that surprising. People are like, pot dealer. Okay. You don't have anything else? All right. Well,
2 years.
2 years. You know, that'll be enough.
That's still a long time to be in jail, though. For someone as little as me.
Yeah.
And as white as me, as well.
But you got to think that through when you're going to be a drug dealer. You know what I mean? That's one of those things you're like, okay, you know what? Probably wouldn't like prison very much. Maybe I shouldn't, you know... help be a pot dealer or distributor or whatever you want to call yourself, you know, at that point.
That's true. That's why you should be a cop if you're going to be a drug dealer. That way, if you ever get caught with it, you can just say you're transporting evidence.
Yeah. It's like The Shield. Have you seen The Shield?
No, I don't watch that show because that guy, his haircut bothers me.
Michael Chiklis' bald head?
Yes.
Fair enough.
I hate it when people get their hair cut like a bald head.
He's not bald, though. He's got that 5 o'clock shadow on the top of his head.
Yeah, I guess he does have a little of the 5 o'clock shadow going on there. Okay. I'll let that fly.